pace of innovation on Terra is actually astounding. They obviously exist, but I don't see a lot of copycats. X, but on Terra. Vast majority of projects I've come across are actually doing something unique, and that's pretty mind-blowing. Welcome to Terabytes. This is the place for news, explainers, interviews, all sorts of things. On the Terra ecosystem, we've been pumping out content to you both here, publicly, and privately if you join the Happy Hour Telegram. In fact, the Spectrum Protocol team is coming on Friday. Now, there have been some questions about Spectrum Protocol. They just released on mobile. People are asking, how does this protocol have such high APYs? We talked a little bit about that on our video yesterday, the live stream 714. It's a great little chat. We brought on Midas from Twitter, Esteban, and he does these great tweet threads on Twitter. Great follow, and he came on to talk about Spectrum a little bit and the risks and rewards of working with something like that this early on. But hopefully we'll get the team on and it'll be open questions. We have happy hours every Friday where you can come in the Telegram and chat, and it's not recorded, or at least we don't record it. Well, this Friday, it's not going to be at 4:30 p.m. New York. As usual, it's going to be at 10 a.m. because our friends we're bringing on are in Thailand, so it'll be 9 p.m. for them. We're going to get some questions answered about Spectrum, learn more about them. So join us. That's tomorrow, Friday, 10 a.m. That's 2 p.m., 14 o'clock, UTC.
Terabytes is for informational and educational purposes only. Nothing on the show is advice. No financial, tax, legal, or any other kind of advice. Nothing we say is an inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy. Anything you invest in is at your own risk. Do your own research and consult with professionals.
Before we really dive into Terra stuff, specific stuff, I want to go through this thread. Nick Carter, Bitcoiner, and just general commenter on the space, has really nailed this summary thread of a speech by the vice chair, a vice chair at the Fed. So Randall Quarles gave this speech about stablecoins. Now, this is in the context of Jerome Powell, the chair of the Fed, saying, if we make a digital dollar, then cryptocurrencies, private cryptocurrencies, won't be necessary anymore. The need for them will be gone. Which, of course, if you've been in the space any amount of time, you know that's a bit silly. Because cryptocurrency fans, they want a number of things. They might want the fixed supply and not have the inflation and quantitative easing and such. They might want the censorship resistance. They might want the pseudonymity, or depending on if they're using some other currency, the anonymity. They might want any number of things, and none of those are served by a digital dollar that is overseen by the Fed. So that statement, you know, not very great. But Randall Quarles came out and gave a speech that has impressed a lot of people in the space. So blown away by how on point this speech is, says Nick. It's so refreshing to hear a top central banker express common sense stances on CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and stablecoins. Now, as you know, Terra is a stablecoin system. It's built around stablecoins, UST and other stablecoins, and making them more useful and easy to use and things like that. So regulators' approach to stablecoins can be very relevant to Terra in the future in various jurisdictions. So let's read more. Randall Quarles first helpfully explains our hybrid public-private system, where banks have accounts at the Fed and banks create digital dollars. He points out that most dollars are digital, so central bank digital currency is kind of a weird misnomer. How would a CBDC be different? Well, a broader array of firms, not just banks or even individuals, could have accounts that are directly with the Fed. Or maybe a CBDC could be like cash. It's not based on Fed accounts, but it's a transactional token the Fed issues but doesn't monitor. Now, here's the thing. Here's why I went through all that. Quarles thinks that neither option is possible within the Fed's current mandate. We would need new laws. He then describes the state of current payments and settlements, Fedwire, ACH, and so on. It's great 101 material on this if you're not familiar. The link is in the show notes. He then considers arguments in favor of central bank digital currencies. First up, they're necessary to fend off foreign currencies. This has been popular recently with China's digital yuan, as well as private digital currencies, cryptocurrencies and stablecoins, including things like TerraUSD, which is what he refers to as private digital currencies. So he dismisses this entirely. The first argument, that they're necessary to fend off foreign CBDCs, he says, look, the dollar isn't ubiquitous because of its technical superiority, but it's linked to the whole structure of the dollar system. The U.S. is a large economy. It's deeply embedded in trade. It has the most liquid and dynamic financial markets. It respects property rights and the rule of law, well, to some extent. And it has a credible monetary policy, at least in Mr. Quarles' view. So some challenger currency, whether it's a central bank digital currency or not, has to compete on these grounds. Technical innovation's not enough. There's clearly no viable competitor to the dollar in the international system right now, although that may change. So now there's competition from stablecoins as motivation. Is this valid? Well, he points out correctly that stablecoins are really just an alt payments network, an alternative payments network layered on top of the banking system. Stablecoins could, in fact, advance the role of the dollar internationally. He points out some issues with stablecoins, like risks of runs, if liquidity or maturity of underlying indictments is poorly managed. So like death spirals, basically, it runs on stablecoins. And yet he says these risks should be addressed and shouldn't motivate a ban. He actually suggests a properly structured stablecoin could be such a strong transaction network that it would make a central bank digital currency superfluous. He considers Bitcoin, but dismisses it because of its volatility and fixed supply, and rejects the idea that Bitcoin is what motivates a CBDC. But he considers the merits, then, of CBDCs, and I'm going to skim through this really quick. He looks at the risks and issues and fragility, and you can go ahead and view the thread again in the show notes. He mentions some serious challenges with CBDCs, and he's more positive towards stables. That stablecoins are not somehow competitive with central bank dollars. Stable issuers do not create money. Stables, or at least the ones you can somehow convert to fiat, are just a wrapper on commercial bank money. This is a major step forward in terms of what central bankers are saying about stablecoins. It's a pleasure to read. And it just reading that if stablecoin designs, in fact, he mentioned that some designs have already come out, which mitigate this run risk. If stablecoins mature correctly, then they make the need for a central bank digital currency. They make central bank digital currencies superfluous. They obviate the need for them. They get rid of it. So we don't need CBDC. So flipping what Jerome Powell said right on its head, Jerome Powell came out and said, well, we don't need digital currencies. We don't need private digital currencies because of digital dollars. And Quarles flips that and says, no, in fact, stablecoins might get rid of the need at all for CBDCs. Let's head on to Terra news, though. I wanted to step out of the Terra ecosystem for a little bit because this is a very relevant discussion for a stablecoin ecosystem and stablecoin regulation. Bombay Testnet 8 is up. This is release candidate zero. So we're testing it. There might be some issues found. We might need another testnet. And we might have a release-ready candidate soon, which means Columbus 5 is close. Here's a summary, if you don't know, of what Columbus 5 brings to the table. Seniorage will be burned, so no seniorage rewards for stakers or validators. However, the swap fee, which was burned, will now be issued as a dividend. And this results in a net increase in staking rewards, or at least it does as of current numbers. Ozone Insurance will launch, V2.1 launch. The Ozone token launches, and you can see the distribution down here, thanks to friends at CoinCo for putting together this excellent graphic. 15% to Luna airdrops, that's 5% Genesis, and then 10% over 1 year. 20% to liquidity provider incentives, 20% to community pool, and 45% to insurer incentives, and those are both over 4 years, the liquidity provider and insurer incentives. So Columbus 5 has IBC, Interblockchain, plus a speed increase of 10 to 100 times and extends interoperability. We know that we're going to be able to eventually get on Osmo, Osmosis Zone Exchange, and have IBC enabled and things like that. But let's step away from Terraform Labs initiatives right now and talk about some other broader community projects. Again, I mentioned Spectrum Protocol, which is now on mobile. It's a way to automatically compound rewards. So you can go there and stake in an M asset UST pool, for instance, like M Google and UST, and the rewards you get will automatically be compounded. So you're converting APR to APY, you don't have to go in and compound. However, note that this does give the Spectrum contract control over your assets. So you're trusting that the Spectrum protocol team, this is always true whenever you work in DeFi, you're trusting to a degree you're verifying if you can read code and so on. You're trusting that the Spectrum Protocol team is being honest and is being pretty meticulous as they write their contract, that there aren't smart contract exploits that might result in funds being pulled. And so, you know, audits are important and some time to let these things go, to let these things grow and be out in the wild for a while is important. And doing research is important and talking with the team is important. And so there's always some risk. Just be aware. There's always some risk. However, that's why the APYs are so high right now, something like 3,000%, 3,400% on the SPECUST pair. Why? Because people are hesitant. And even if they do put money in, they don't put a lot in, right? So just that's why the APYs are so high. We're excited to have the team on because they've been anonymous and can't wait to hear what they have to say to the community and also allow some questions on Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 2 p.m. 1400 UTC. You can hear more about that on our recent video, Terabytes Live. Talos.art is now live, and soon the light paper and its white canvas will come online as well. So we have a new website for Talos, which is an NFT protocol on Terra. But it says the first DAO marketplace connecting to the real world. So it definitely has a few things about it that we haven't seen before or just are unusual in the NFT space. It's not just an NFT marketplace or an NFT standard, but a DAO marketplace. Head over to the roadmap. And I don't have an image here loading because I turned the internet off for this recording. That's not their fault. We've got a marketplace coming up that's users and artists, art pieces, art piece sale, art piece auction, a wallet with interest from Anchor. And then we've got POD, which I'm guessing is printing on demand, printing businesses, art collection, a moderation team. So actually creating physical art. So there's that idea of tying to the physical world. Then decentralized governance with a voting system, a user level assessment, anchor interest boosted rewards, and so on, and then some investment plans. So it's an early roadmap, but they do plan to have a validator as well. And you can come in and check out Talos, TALIS.art. So a little bit about interoperability and working with other protocols. Gravity Dex is launched. Now, it didn't launch as people expected. The UI, there was no UI. It was a launch where they deployed some things, but there was really no way to access it. And they announced that Emeris, E-M-E-R-I-S, would be handling like the gateway to Cosmos apps. But the keynote was still exciting. I love this graphic here. We've got Terra, CryptoCom, Akash, Persistence, Atom, Iris, Sentinel, Osmo, more tokens coming in here. They're all coming into the DEX, right? They're all interchangeable, interoperable, and inter-exchangeable, inter-tradable between chains, but not quite yet. You can go to Emeris to see what's available so far. You can watch the keynote protocol. This is exciting times. Despite, you know, that lack of, I guess, some of the functionality we expected, this is an exciting announcement, and you can check it out and also check out details about Emeris and so on at the Gravity DEX protocol keynote on YouTube. Also, interoperability with Harmony. Now, Harmony, I've misspoken before. Harmony is not a Cosmos chain. It's a sharded proof-of-stake chain. It has some pretty good performance metrics. I don't know enough about it to shill it or bash it or anything like that. But, you know, excited to be with the Harmony community. Bridge Terra Money now has Harmony. So you go to bridge.terra.money. You can send from Ethereum and Binance Smart Chain. Now you also can send from Harmony. And so we're excited to see more Terra DeFi interoperability with Harmony Protocol both ways. And Saber Labs has launched a Luna trading pair, W Luna Ren Luna, on Solana. And UST was also listed there by Saber Labs. Now, we're working to build more UST on Solana with Mercurial Finance. I don't think I have Mercurial in this list of tabs, but you go to Mercurial Finance there, the project that is bringing stablecoins to Solana, right? The idea being Mercury being so close to the sun. We're bringing things from Terra, from Earth, to the sun, to Solana. And so we have Mercurial. And so Solana is an interesting partner, and we're using Wormhole, working on using Wormhole in order to have decentralized interactions between Ethereum and Terra. And so that's interesting stuff. These two Luna tokens in this pair are Wrapped Luna, that's the Ethereum version of Luna, and Ren Luna, which is another Ethereum version of Luna, but it's created by Ren Darknotes. Now, this doesn't really see any usage, but you can take Luna and pass it through Ren and privately create Ren Luna. Let's move on to some updates on projects that originated with Terraform Labs staff. Mirror has added Polkadot, Square, and AMD. Mirror Governance, hey, we did it. We added these assets. I think that adding new assets is fantastic. We need more assets in order to attract more users. I know it does bring the APIs down over time. I know that. But if we want to have this decentralized Robinhood, we can't have 10 assets, right? So I'm happy to see this, but there are some members of the community that really aren't, and they say so, and that's okay. And it's great to listen to the whole community. But that's why governance exists, right? And so the Anchor yield reserve has been replenished with 50 million SDT. That's $70 million, roughly. And you can read this this thread to see more about bolstering Anchor sustainability. This was the first part of this whole plan to make Anchor much more sustainable. The first part was that TFL capitalizes $70 million UST into the reserve fund, basically to give the protocol and the governance time to implement the things that are needed to make Anchor sustainable, to give it longevity. Things like self-repaying loans and cutting down that liquidation percentage and things like that. One of the things is already here, and that's increasing capital efficiency on Anchor. So now not 50% LTV will be the liquidation rate, but 60% LTV, meaning that more borrow is possible. Again, be careful. Watch your LTV, but now it means you're not liquidated as soon on that LTV slider. It's not 50%, it's 60%. Also, we're hoping for BETH to come out soon so that Ethereum is an alternative collateral for Anchor Protocol. Nebula has announced its most recent clusters. We talked a little bit about these in the last live stream. The fifth one was a DeFi exposure, a DeFi money market exposure cluster. So Aave, Compound, Maker, Ankh, and Cream. And so you think a money market's going to dominate. You don't know which one. You could invest in that ETF. And if one of them just runs away, you're covered. You've got some coverage to it. The sixth one was announced recently, the Next Doge cluster, it's called. And so it attempts to catch next Doges. And obviously, you have to look at the conditions and judge for yourself whether you think this will catch the next Doge or not. But it's maybe a way to responsibly try to catch the next meme coin. Oh, by the way, check out Do Kwon on Yahoo Finance. He does come on here. It's a 45-minute segment, and he joins. But the headline here is, our mission is to bring decentralized monies to as many blockchains as possible, says Terraform Labs CEO. And if you don't like to watch a video, there's a transcript here. And Do points out, he mentions the Harmony Bridge. He says, so for one thing, as we build the bridge to Harmony, we'll be able to bring Mirror Synthetics to Harmony. So mirrored Tesla or mirrored Apple or mirrored gold, such that this can trade on decentralized exchanges on the Harmony blockchain. We'll also be able to include Harmony into the Anchor protocol. Users on the Harmony blockchain will be able to earn a 20% stable yield on their stablecoin deposits. So there's some of the things we could do with Harmony and Terra, and just imagine how many things we can do on other blockchains as well as this whole connected ecosystem comes together. Back to community, broader community projects, Nexus Protocol. Are you ready, says Nexus. We've been very hard at work. See our first Medium article below, the Anti-Harpoon Protocol. It's another way to protect yourself from liquidations. Now, we've seen Neptune Finance before come out and announce that they're going to be doing kind of proxy vaults that protect you from liquidations. So check out Nexus Protocol, their Medium article here, the Anti-Harpoon Protocol. Thanks to Astroport for coming on our happy hour last week, dropping some alpha. Matt came from Astroport and told us about this world-class AMM, automated market maker, like a Uniswap-like exchange, incubated by Delphi and IDEO, collaborating with Terra Money for deep cross-chain liquidity. A community-governed, next-generation DEX decentralized exchange, the natural successor to TerraSwap, with the Astro token to incentivize and coordinate the activities of people using it. Astroport, you can go to this intro article as well, ships with things like new lower slippage curves inspired by Curve, and a user interface with historical pool statistics and things that are needed by people who use AMMs. Terra's first liquidity bootstrapping pool, letting projects create liquidity for their tokens with minimal seed capital, but providing a fair launch where bots don't have an edge. Now, I have a question about why couldn't you create bots that would just create new projects to take advantage of this liquidity bootstrapping pool and then pull out all the liquidity? I'm not sure. There's got to be some kind of approval process so that we can't just script this and bankrupt the liquidity pool, but I'll ask them. And I hope I just didn't give anyone any ideas for Binance Smart Chain. So, and then backwards compatibility with TerraSwap message formats to enable simple integration with existing projects. So it's going to be backwards compatible with how TerraSwap worked so that projects that are already on TerraSwap can easily be here on Astroport. So the expected launch of this is fall 2021, and they're working with Mirror and Anchor to explore a coordinated launch that offers, check this out, double LP incentives. So working with Mirror and Anchor for double LP incentives on Astroport. You can find out more at Astroport_FI on Twitter. So the quote I started with, the quote I'm ending with, this is by Ashwat Balakrishnan. The pace of innovation on Terra is actually astounding. They obviously exist, but I don't see a lot of copycats. I don't see a lot of X, but on Terra, copycats. The vast majority of projects I've come across are actually doing something unique, and that's pretty mind-blowing. And people come in and say, well, Mir is synthetics, Anchor is Aave, and TerraSwap is obvious. But, you know, these things bring new aspects to the table. Yeah, okay, Anchor's a money market. Mars is a money market, but they bring new things to the table that haven't been done elsewhere in DeFi. That's why we're so excited about Terra. And you can help your friends get excited about Terra too. You could tell them about the show. You can rate, review, subscribe, and help the algorithm show it to more fintech and DeFi and crypto fans so that they discover Terra by discovering Terabytes. But you can also, check this out, you can also submit content now that will be published if it wins. And sometimes even if it doesn't win, people will publish the content. Terra will publish the content. We'll publish the content. You know, we'll promote it for you. You can publish it wherever you'd like. You can do this and not only publish great content and build up a following, but also get paid with the new content bounty program. $1,500 every week, $500 to each of three categories of challenges is issued to a maximum of 9 winners across the whole content bounty program for the week. So last time we had some great submissions and they were awarded. And this week we're just about to judge the submissions. And so tomorrow on Friday, you'll hear who won. And this is one of the submissions here, a Pylon explainer video. There were several Pylon explainer videos about how to use Pylon, what Pylon's good for, and introductory videos to Pylon. Things that are great for people learning about Pylon. And those were the three bounties this week. Tomorrow on Friday, we'll have three new bounties announced for next week. So check out what other topics you can write on or create video on tomorrow, Friday. It'll come from the Terra Money account on Twitter. It'll also come from our account. And we'll talk about it as soon as possible on video. And by creating and spreading content, sharing content about Terra Luna and what you like about it, the projects you like, on the Terra blockchain, in the Terra ecosystem, you can help pump up these numbers even more. We've seen so much social growth in the Luna Terra ecosystem over the past weeks. This was another great week. This is July 9th. We haven't gotten the latest one yet, but another great week. I mean, check this out. Plus 93% up on social engagements for a total of 42 million social engagements. So growing, great to see it grow. We'll see you next time.